Flood recovery operations are proceeding in Eagle. One of the first objectives of emergency managers is gaining road access to the old and new Native Village sites. The road there is blocked by a mile and a half stretch of broken river ice washed ashore during last week's record flood. State Incident Management Team liaison Al Cavallo says a new road is being punched through the woods to circumvent the ice.
They just hydroaxed a path coming off of the runway to the road that leads straight into New Village.
Cavallo says the approximately 4,000-foot road will be covered with tundra mats to allow heavy vehicles to travel over the soft ground. Ice and flooding toppled power poles to the villages, and portable generators are keeping freezers, pumps, and other essential appliances running. Alaska Power and Telephone is preparing to set up a larger generator to power up the village grid until transmission lines connecting it with the city's diesel plant can be repaired. The City of Eagle community well is contaminated with E. coli bacteria, and the Army National Guard has been trucking water in from Tok. Cavallo says there's also plenty of bottled water on hand and that large purifiers are being brought in. He says well water in the new Native Village, which did not flood, has tested clean. Much of the flood damage is still buried by ice along the waterfront, including the demolished health clinic and VPSO office in Old Eagle Village. Cavallo says the ice is slowing damage assessment, salvage, and cleanup.
The main debris is going to be under the ice at this point. Of course, you've got a lot of houses that have been damaged. You have houses on top of houses. You know, some houses have been, you know, elevated 30 feet, you know, just by the ice. And so those are the kind of things that are going to involve a little bit more structured removal procedures. And, of course, you're going to have contractors come in here and being gentle with this stuff, allowing people to gain access to get their property.
Cavallo says citizens are being asked to sort through items strewn around by the flood so that potentially contaminated materials can be disposed of. A representative from State Occupational Safety and Health is assessing hazards, and the Department of Environmental Conservation is securing fuel tanks and cleaning up spills. Cavallo says the ice is slowly melting and that some property owners have been into flood-damaged structures to retrieve belongings. He says the state will have to tread carefully when it comes to moving buildings pushed onto roads or neighboring land.
We collectively, you know, as a government, just can't go in there and start hauling stuff around. So that's going to require a coordinated effort, you know, amongst the community members.
Cavallo says the state will work to ensure everyone's rights are protected. He says most Eagle area residents displaced by flooding are living with friends and neighbors, and that finding temporary housing for them is the next step. He says one possibility is to bring in trailers. State Temporary Housing Officer Nora Furman has been assessing needs in the Eagle area.
What I have are 13 households that have been majorly impacted in the Eagle area and 11 households in the Eagle Native Village area.
That comes out to 39 people displaced by the flood. She says preliminary estimates on the cost of damage to private property are beginning to be calculated.
Business losses in the Eagle area are going to exceed $850,000, and we know it's probably going to be over $1 million. And I have approximately $650,000 worth of damage for homeowners in Eagle.
Furman says figures for the old Native Village and public infrastructure are not included in those numbers. She says an overall economic impact study of cost of the flood is in the works. State officials anticipate flood recovery projects at Eagle to span into next year.